Mix 94.7 KMCH on a Friday morning. We have my favorite Shirley in studio with me this morning. Shirley Helmrichs, how are you, my good friend? How's life?
Great.
Staying out of trouble?
I'm trying. It's a beautiful sunny day.
Not nearly
day
as fun, is it?
No. Always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, good to see you here. You are here on official business. It's not just a social call. You say, Justin, you got to clean up your life. And I say, how? And you say, well, we got an event coming up on the 15th of October. Let's talk about that.
We do. Our Solid Waste Commission is hosting an electronic and household hazardous waste cleanup day. 8 to noon at the Delaware County Fairgrounds, and this is a great opportunity to clean out those things you really don't know what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
Just no latex paint. You can dry that out at home on a piece of cardboard.
Okay.
Don't bring that. But they have semis there to load stuff on. There's a fire department that will help do the heavy lifting. No hazardous materials.
Okay.
There's no charge for hazardous materials.
Okay, gotcha.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Or electronic items, and residents from Delaware County, Strawberry Point, Edgewood, Dyersville, and Coggin may bring items to this cleanup. It's a great place. People, you call in and make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have an appointment, you wait your turn in the line. But if you do have an appointment, and I'm going to try to read this and get it right.
This is going to be one of those things where it's almost easier if we just copy the whole link and put it at kmch.com. But if you want to try reading it.
I'll read it, but if you put it on there too, that'd be great. https://calendly.com.dmasward.com.dmasward/Delaware-County-Special-Collection.
See, by the time you get done reading that, the event's come and gone already.
Well, no, they have till October 1st. October 1st is when they can start making appointments.
So tomorrow you can start making those. And again, we're going to put that link at kmch.com under the guest of the day, because that's going to be so much easier.
It'll be so much easier. And appointments are going to be accepted from the 1st through the 13th.
Okay.
And again, it works really slick. There'll be somebody there directing traffic. This line for the electronics,
mm-hmm.
This line for the hazardous waste. It is just a great way to clean out some of those things. Again, you didn't know what to do with.
Yeah.
Computers, televisions, mm-hmm. monitors, small kitchen appliance, stereos, printers, old pesticides, oil-based paints, solvents, automotive products, including vehicle batteries. No farm or business chemicals or waste will be accepted. It's just a really great thing. It's one of the things that some of your tax dollars go to, because we all support the Solid Waste Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And will you be able to post this on there also?
Oh, yeah. We'll copy and paste.
Wonderful. Yeah. So it tells you just what you can bring.
We'll give it to Janelle. Make her do it.
I like that idea a lot. But if you've not been there, I encourage you to mm-hmm. do it. And some of those things that have gathered dust in either your basement or your garage or wherever,
mm-hmm.
that, again, you just didn't know what to do with.
Like, it's just been sitting there for a year. What do I do with it? Make it. Bring it here. Bring it to the fairgrounds.
This also helps us all through the county, because if you bring your things here, we don't find them in the ditches,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which is a huge thing. It helps the roads. It helps everybody. Makes your own place a lot cleaner.
Exactly.
I should take time to do this at my home,
too. I should, too. Well, I don't live in Delaware County, so I'll give it to you to take.
You bring it in.
Yeah, drop it off at your house. Move it twice. Why not? And you guys have been doing this for a while. This has kind of become an annual thing.
It has. We haven't done it for a couple years, mm-hmm. since COVID. It just didn't work to do it then, but
mm-hmm.
we felt there was enough interest in it, and enough things have been gathered up in the last 2 to 3 years,
oh, yeah.
if not before that,
mm-hmm.
that we really felt it necessary to do it.
So again, we're going to put all this information there. We've been running it in our community message board as well. The long and short of it is no farm chemicals. Don't bring those. No ammunition or explosives.
None of
Don't
those.
Don't bring that.
Don't bring that. No latex paint.
No latex paint.
They'll send you home with
They'll
that.
Go home. What are you going to? Nope, go home. We don't want to deal with you.
And make sure the lids are on tight on your oil-based paints.
Gotcha.
Because
gotcha.
I've been there when it helped and a lid wasn't on tight and there was paint everywhere.
Oh, no.
Nobody was happy.
No, you don't. No, no. And you pull in, you drop it off, and you head home.
You pull in and they unload you.
Oh, you don't even have to get out of the car.
No, you don't.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is wonderful. It's just one of those really good things that will help everybody.
And if somebody surely has questions, or they be like, well, what about this? What about this? Who do they reach out to? What's the best way to go about that?
They can call Deanna, who is our solid waste secretary.
Okay.
563-380-0183.
There you go.
But for appointments, use the website.
You're
going to
click on that website. Yep,
yes.
We're going to click that link, kmch.com, and that'll have. We'll also have the list of what is, what is not, and it's coming up two Saturdays from now. So not this Saturday, not the next Saturday, it's the following Saturday on the 15th.
It is, and you'll come in the west gate of the fairgrounds and circle around on the north side of the grandstand and then swing to the north.
Gotcha.
And that's where it'll be staged, and it is just the slickest operation.
Yeah, and you don't even have to get out of your car.
No.
Will you be there signing autographs?
Well, actually, I have a funeral I have to be at that morning, but I've always enjoyed being the one telling people where to go.
You and I both love telling people where to go. That's fantastic.
But somebody will be there directing traffic, you know, this lane for electronics, this lane for the chemicals, for the pesticides, and the paint, and if you're in both, they'll move you back and forth.
Now, I know you're here on official, you know, hazardous waste business, but I want to be the first to wish you a happy early October Pork Month.
Thank you
very
much.
Got anything planned? Anything fun? You're going to get the tree out, get the decorations out? How do you celebrate?
Well, we eat a lot of good pork. I've got my son's going to smoke some pork loins for us.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. Yeah.
What time do you want me to come over? What do you want me to bring?
Well, actually, that's going to be the morning of the 15th. Just bring yourself. Bring your appetite. We have a lot of activities going on, working with you, with the radio stations, with the working with Simons and KMCH, bring me my lunch, and you'll be doing radio ads and pork certificates. The pork sticks are coming, so when you go to your local bank, they're going to be handing out pork sticks with pork information on them.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of things going on at school visits, a lot of fun activities.
It's a quick month, but it's a fun month, too.
It is, and it'll go quickly.
Well, if I don't see you before the 15th, I trust you will stay out of trouble, and if not, you'll call me for bail money.
Yes, I will. I'll leave you myself.
There you go. Shirley, always good to see you.
We'll put all
the details about the hazardous cleanup day coming up Saturday, the 15th, 8 a.m. till noon. The link to get your appointment set and everything else, you'll find it at kmch.com.